President Obama taking some heat from comments he made to campaign donors. The president said, "You and your colleagues are mostly smart and dedicated people, but some of your coworkers are slugs and are trying to do their, not trying to do their jobs. Adding, "That's true of all large organizations." Tom Shoups, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and on slug duty today. What did you think of the word slug? That's not a word that you hear described, used to describe people every day, is it?
No, it isn't. And I have to say, when I first heard about this, that was the word that sort of jumped out at me. And I thought, oh, boy, he really stepped in it.
Caught
in these unscripted remarks and was secretly being broadcast when he didn't realize it. But I have to say, on the whole, I don't know how you can really argue with the statement, which I think is very, very positive in general. You know, when he says, the first thing he says is it's striking that when you come into government how generally smart and dedicated people are. And there are a few slugs, like in every workplace. That's true, right?
Yeah, I have to agree with that, and I will. I'm with you. When I first read this, I actually am such a geek that I follow Mark Knoller on Twitter, and that's who broke this story. Mm-hmm. And as he started to tweet these things out, the news person in me went, "Wow, this is going to be huge!" And then I went exactly where you just went, which is, well, you know, it actually isn't, it's kind of interesting that he would say it, and it obviously was something that came from a moment that he, where he must not have thought that he was being mic'd or recorded, but it's not really a huge deal for people to go getting all bent in a shape about. The comment that I thought was most interesting, Tom, was where he said, "I would put the White House staff up, they're just as good as anybody." And I thought, you know, the cynic in me said, this is not really a huge ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
I think I might have said something like, they're the best people in the entire universe or something like that, but I may just be picking.
Yeah, it's easy to sort of, you know, parse these things and wonder exactly what he's saying, but I sort of take him in his general word that it's pretty positive. I thought it was, what was kind of funny was the stuff he said about information technology.
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to go next. Again, saying that IT buying is in bad shape in government, and there aren't many people that would disagree with him on that. He wrote, he said, I always thought I was going to have really cool phones and stuff. We can't get our phones to work. I imagine there were phone technicians at the White House on Monday, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. And I think there were two sort of striking things about that. Number one, I think he probably, like a lot of presidents, came into the job maybe seeing a few too many episodes of 24, and
right,
he was going to have just really cool technology at his fingertips, and maybe it's just not that cool.
Yeah.
The second thing, that he actually had an opinion on federal IT purchasing. That's amazing to me, actually, that he's paying enough attention and has enough knowledge to know that there are some pretty serious problems in IT procurement.
Well, I would think that didn't surprise me as much, I guess, because it sounds like from monitoring hearings and talking to the people that are involved in that on a daily basis, as you and I both do, I imagine he hears that quite a bit if he doesn't have the opportunity to experience it firsthand.
Yeah, I sort of wondered if that did filter all the way to the Oval Office, though. And the fact that it has is kind of interesting to me.
I think it's refreshing because I think it speaks to the idea. I mean, we all know the impact of a presidential memo, whether it's something that's internal for internal consumption only or something that's made public. And I the idea that he's speaking about it in this kind of a forum enough to, I guess, also be thinking about it and maybe writing and drafting about it would have some people jumping around on Monday, too.
I would think so. In fact, I think even more so than if he'd put out a memo. Because if he puts out a memo, you don't even know if he ever even saw that. You
right,
know,
that's fair.
Some underling putting something out in his name. If you know that he actually, when asked by people, unprompted, brings up, hey, our IT purchasing is really in bad shape, then he's aware it's a problem and would like to see something done about it.
Well, do you think, push the discussion at all? Does this make somebody seriously, other than just, I'm going to assuage the president and his people on Monday, does this, do you think, make any long-term difference?
Well, I think it could. would. I'm not sure it changes everything dramatically overnight. But if you're, say, Vivek Kundra, and you're going out and making your speeches about the administration's 25-point IT plan, now you're able to say, hey, people, just so you know, it's not just me that's talking. It's the president who's saying these things. So we all may want to pay some attention to this.
Yeah, and it adds that impact that we were talking about, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. The space shuttle is just about wrapping up, and you're writing about that on your Fed blog. What does the conclusion of the space shuttle program mean to you?
You know, it's funny how long it's been around, and I loved that video they did, because if you're going to do a video on 30 years of the space shuttle, who do you want to narrate it? William Shatner.
Shatner, of course.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's the voice you want to hear with that. But, yeah, I feel like it's been around, you know, pretty much my entire adult life, and it's obviously there's just a lot of history there, and a lot of accomplishments connected with that. So I think it resonates, and tragedy too. So I think it really resonates with a lot of people.
When I saw the space shuttle video that you posted on your blog, which we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, I got to thinking about the first time I even heard about the space shuttle, and this is how nerdy I was. I think it was like 1972 or 73. I read about it in school in the Weekly Reader. About this thing that was going to go up like a rocket and come down like an airplane, and thinking, nah, that there's no way. I mean, and that would have only been 4 or 5 years after we first made it to the moon, thinking, how could you land a rocket like an airplane? Here we are 30 years later or longer, and sure enough, that's exactly what we're seeing now passing into history.
Yeah, I can remember, and we're showing our respective ages here.
In my day?
Yes. I can remember building model rockets as a kid and buying one that had a space shuttle that you could attach that actually, you know, when it shot up, it would turn over and that would detach and fly back. And it worked, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. I do remember seeing that space shuttle just disappear off over the horizon and realizing I was never going to get that back.
Well, this edition of Reminiscing in the Past with Tom Shoup has been sponsored by the Space Shuttle. It's great to talk to you, as always. Your Fed blog linked up at Federal News Radio.